Monday. Bought a 3-day deuce pass for $20. Riding the deuce, I feel I am among the non-tourists who live here. High school students whose parents work here. Poor people who can barely afford the bus. I am magically transported to Las Vegas land, where the locals live and tourists are unknown.
July 1st, 1993. Kasan, Tutan. Hey guys, I'm in Las Vegas. Judy and Eric took us on a tour today. It's like 37 degrees Celsius right now, and it's 11 o'clock at night. This city is so cool. Yeah, we should move here. I agree. I know you guys miss me because the house is so goddamn quiet. But hey, not to worry. I'll be back in 10 days. I'm leaving for the Grand Canyon tomorrow at 9 a.m. You guys thought I would never make it. Well, ha ha ha. I'm here and I'm gonna get a kick-ass tan. I'll send you pictures soon. Lafia Bito-chan.
Takes me to you. I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear.
The deuce doesn't stop at the Venetian for 2 years in a row now, but though cold and windy, I take Wynn's Bridge to the Palazzo, a hotel I don't know. Saw its conservatory's pig decoration for Chinese New Year's. Not as impressive as the Bellagio's amazing display, but not bad. Then, through the acres of slot machines to the elevator up to Bouchon. Of course, they no longer feature exquisite soup, but I can count on their quiche Florentine. It doesn't disappoint. Always makes you feel good to walk through the Venetian. The store that sold me kiwi slices last year is out of kiwi, but they have apricots. Lower doses, but that works because I'm spending less time than last year outside, amidst the lights.
If we're gonna do this crazy thing, let's do it right. You got to call me Apricot Brown.
Huh? Oh, apricot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm, who am I?
Barbara Q. Ribs.
Ribs. Oh, that's yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Apricots are beautifully orange-colored fruits that are rich in fiber and beta-carotene. These fruit are relatives of nectarine, peach, cherry and plum, and are fragrant, with a soft, velvety skin that ranges from deep orange to pale yellow. Its flavor is almost musky, with a faint tartness that lies somewhere between a plum and peach.
Then the deuce to Flamingo. I must have just missed the Flamingo bus because I wait half an hour for another. Then a considerable ride to Pizzeria Monzu, which I had read great things about. Special dough from Sicily. Interesting appetizers. Swordfish! At night, you can only get a whole pie, but for lunch, they promise one big slice. Actually, it's two, plus a salad.
I'm turning myself in, Lieutenant.
Yeah, you look better that way, Nick.
You've got to stop me from eating this delicious stuffed crust pizza crust first.
Sure, I'll help you, Danger.
Good.
You're gonna go somewhere real nice.
Oh, great.
Hey! Nick Danger is back again in Pizza Heaven.
This doesn't look like heaven.
Sure it does, Danger. Look, gold bars on the windows. We got rules up here, Nick. And the first one is, don't eat your pizza backwards.
Yeah, what's the second one?
Eat all your pizza.
Because it's the new stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut, Lieutenant. Lieutenant, with a zesty new sauce plus bubbly hot mozzarella cheese baked in the outer edge of a tasty new crust. Just $9.99 for a large one topping.
Hey, Al, can I make a phone call from heaven?
Sure, Nicky.
Hello, Pizza Hut. I'd like to have 80 stuffed crust pizzas delivered to the pearly gates.
Hey, maybe we over-decorated.
Is Nick destined to eat stuffed crust pizza forever? Are you so lucky? Call Pizza Hut Delivery and order a slice of heaven. Limited time offer. Limited delivery area.
My server raves about a fennel salad, so I go with that, as it seems to be part of the lunch set. Small amount of money. I'm drinking tap water. It's considerably better than the tea at Bouchon, which used to have great tea long ago. I order mushrooms and pepper on the pizza, but they are few and their moisture is missed. The two slices are actually more than I can eat, and they aren't very good to begin with. Same with the salad. They gave me a serious saw of a knife, expecting my difficulty cutting it, but it's not worth the effort.
Thanks, Juggernaut, no Leviathan, Nick Swell. This is George Tirebiter, Camden N 200R. I want to order pizza to go and no anchovies. What? Oh, man, nobody will come up here at all.
Another long, cold wait, and then back to my hotel. We'll try ride-sharing for the first time to get me to Portage for dinner. Had no idea Lyft rides come so quickly. Drivers only stick around for 5 minutes. I barely make it from my room out to the front of the Luxor, where the rides are. Thankfully, they have my picture, and I'm easy to spot. No more having to worry about having the right amount of money for the ride. Everyone who doesn't live in Vancouver knows about this already, and it's much cheaper than a cab. I'm at Portage before it opens. When it finally does, not surprisingly, I'm the only person there. I had studied both food and drink menus online, but Discover, the passion fruit cocktail on their online menu, isn't on the day's cocktail menu. They agreed to make it for me. I order 3 small dishes, crab, lobster, and scallop. Scallop, cooked in citrus and herbs, salt crust dough, sunchoke puree, candied Chinese artichokes, crispy ginger, $12. Lobster, raviolini stuffed with mascarpone, candied lemon zest, and ginger paste lobster bisque puffed rice, $11. King crab, French rouille sauce, fennel and Ricard jelly, imperial Ocetra caviar, $17. They are sensational. So is my passion fruit off the menu cocktail. Passion Roseberry, Gin, Aperol, Lime Juice, Grapefruit Juice, Passion Fruit, Rosemary, $12. I have a craving for bananas, so order the banana cocktail. It's terrible. I complain. They replace it with a drink on their real menu called the Tropical. It is astonishing. It's a very thick drink, and I'm not fond of thick drinks unless they're tomato juice or gazpacho. A splendid blend of tropical fruit, and it's a sizable libation. I'm not that full, so make the mistake of ordering the Nigerian prawn.
Well, now there's no more war anymore, and no soldier, except for our brave boy, living their trip in Nigeria.
Mr. Chieftain, representing the Young People's Soviet Sociable Republic, it's a guest to sign this jazzy document. We too want peace of Nigeria.
Yesterday, a full million of us in the Hippie Republic of China met in my room to debate this question. We threw I Ching out the window. We are now unanimous.
How sweet it is. Hey, Secretary of Peace, baby, what are we putting down in Nigeria?
Major Hit is on the screen now with the daily upfront report. Ciao, baby. This is Major Hit in the cockpit of the Enola McLuhan, flagship of the 7th Airborne Peace Corps and Lending Library. We're now over the center of rebel resistance in northern Nigeria and preparing to drop literature.
Do the Bombay door thing. Bombay door swinging and open, baby. Ruby and out. Bombardier, it's your karma.
We're almost ready to drop it. I can see the entire rebel force running out of their huts, looking up at the sky.
7, 14, 11, 16, target ready. Hucks away!
There they go. The literature is in a tight pattern. The rebels are beginning to scatter, but it's too late. On target. God, this is an awesome moment. The last stronghold of UNHIP resistance is out of sight. Under 8 million hardbound copies of The Naked Lunch. It's all over. We're coming home.
When is a shrimp not a shrimp? I should have anticipated its vastness by the menu, which tells me it's for two people. It comes in a pleasant sauce, and the salad is great, but there's just too much. On the menu it says, shrimp you too, for one or two persons. Grilled and flambéed with VSOP cognac, celeriac, remoulade, tangerine segments, couscous, and shrimp coral. $28. My tropical cocktail is also very filling. The alcohol one is called Tropical Temptation. Rum, orgeat syrup, pineapple and mango juice, lime juice, passion fruit, Angostura bitters. $12. And the non-alcoholic tropical. Orange, pineapple and mango juice, coconut foam. Only $9. I find myself once more sawing my meal, just as I was doing at lunch, for no greater reward.
The smell of fresh-cut timber! The crash of mighty trees! With my best girl by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing!
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesday I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesday he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump. I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps. He likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
Excessive lumberjacking aside, I'm vastly impressed with the meal and two of the three cocktails. Maybe I'll come back to Portage again. For now, it's off to Sparrow and Wolf. 6 blocks away, but it's neither snowing nor raining, and I'm dressed warmly enough. Also, hoping the walk will give me an appetite for Sparrow's maitake dish. Wood-roasted maitake mushrooms, Turkish hummus, cascabel chili.
This is side 5. Follow in your book and repeat after me as we learn 3 new words in Turkish. Towel. Bath. border.
They tell me they just took it off the menu 2 days before. I complained that I had walked to this restaurant from its competitor, Portage, and flown down here from Canada specifically to eat it. I was depressed at the closure of Bar Masa in the Aria, whose maitake and truffles was one of my favorite things to eat. Could Sparrow and Wolf work similar magic with its maitakes? The bar told me it was the best thing on the menu, and that made it worse. Thankfully, the woman who seemed to be in charge informed me that the chef still has the ingredients and can make me one. I'm elated. My sore feet suddenly feel much less sore. I start talking with the bartender about what drinks she recommends. I tell her of the exquisite cocktails I've just consumed at Portage. She recommends Tea Time. That's T-H-Y-M-E. Jameson Black, lemon, Earl Grey, ginger syrup, thyme tincture. Should have remembered that Jameson is a whiskey. I have no love for whiskeys. The drink reflects my long-standing prejudice against that spirit. The other ingredients are wonderful, but the whiskey poisons them.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
I tell her of the yuzu cocktail I had the previous night at Nomad Bar, and she says she'll make me one. She does. It's amazing. It greatly adds to my enjoyment of the maitake dish. The dish uses mushrooms as chips. Unfortunately, the hummus suffocates their excellence. The yuzu drink mitigates the maitake's suffering. It appears to be on the menu, as she makes it for many guests, but Alana tells me she's added a few things. It's Plymouth gin, Aperol, yuzu juice, lavender bitters, scrappies, smidgen of syrup, muddled mint, egg white. It flashes me back to the first time I had yuzu in 1971. I feel I'm suddenly sitting under a yuzu tree.
Yuzu is a yellow citrus fruit that's been cultivated in Japan since ancient times. This is the story of how yuzu saved the existence of one small country village. Umaji, in Kochi, is home to about 1,000 people. The major product of this village is yuzu. November is the time for harvesting the fruit. The best thing about our yuzu? It's great smell. Yuzu is more acidic than lemons and has a very distinctive aroma. The rind provides a zest for garnishes, while the juice is used as a seasoning. The flesh is often scooped out to provide a serving dish. This is a delightful way to present food, charming to look at and with the bonus of a fine aroma. Umaji's main industry had been forestry, but about 50 years ago, Japanese forestry began to decline. The village lost its economic base and people started moving out. It was yuzu that saved the village from its plight. It was all the idea of this man, then employed by the farming cooperative. We'd always use yuzu in our cooking throughout the year, which was part of our village's culture, and it grew well here. So I thought we could use it to create jobs. Totani traveled the length of Japan trying to find buyers for the village's yuzu crop, but with no success. The problem was we weren't a famous brand, so the shops felt our fruit wouldn't sell. We decided the only way was to sell direct to customers, straight from the farm. the village struggled to cultivate consumers and build their direct sales business. It took us 10, 20 years, and even at that point we still weren't certain we would succeed. Totani realized that there was a limit to how much fruit they could sell, so he looked for ways to make processed yuzu products. Yes, the rind is thick, but the aroma is very good. Wanting to process the yuzu to promote the local fruit's distinctive aroma, he thought of the village's traditional method for pressing the juice. They call it marushibori, and every part of the fruit is pressed. Pressing the rind together with the flesh brings out the aroma very strongly. About 20 years since the village entered the yuzu business, their breakthrough came. Umaji yuzu juice became a hit drink throughout Japan. The village's efforts had finally borne fruit. Today, Umaji sells over 70 yuzu-based products, ranging from jams to food seasonings. The village once again has a stable source of income, with regular orders coming in from more than 150,000 customers nationwide. We've all come to feel pride in living in Umaji, now that the name of our little village is recognized all over the country. Yuzu, the fruit that brought a village back to life. New value created by rethinking a traditional food culture.
She insists the male bartender, Terry, is the real drink wizard, and he proves it by following her yuzu spectacular with his drink made from Saint Germain liqueur, matcha, yuzu juice, egg white, and I can't read my handwriting, along with what appears to be a Chinese character on top. Quite pretty and effective in canceling the hummus onslaught. Suddenly, my phone locks. How am I to summon a lift? Have I been hacked through Sparrow's Wi-Fi? Thankfully, one of the servers knows how to fix it, and as soon as it works, I summon my ride. Outside waiting for my lift, I am accosted, although not that malevolently, by a group of young men. One of them insists I interact with him, which I do as briefly as possible before the lift arrives. My first lift was there too quickly, this one not quickly enough. I think the provocative one was the most intoxicated of the group, and his friends were very good about distracting him. Maybe I should have stayed inside Sparrow until the lift was actually waiting for me outside, although I found myself frequently confused by exactly where I was to be picked up. Should be able to follow them on my phone in real time, which more use of this app would no doubt facilitate. Perhaps one day we'll come to Vancouver.